Harper Audio presents I Must Say, My Life as a Humble Comedy Legend by Martin Short with David Camp. This is Martin Short. To Catherine, Oliver, and Henry. An education. It's May 1977, and I'm having an argument with the woman who will become my wife. We're not arguing about anything serious. Nancy and I rarely do. But I've been behaving rudely, or so Nancy thinks, although I think it's the other way around, and the tension is real. "Why do you have to start suddenly screaming?" she asks. "I'm not remotely screaming." "You'll know when I start screaming," I respond. "Oh, so you mean we need to bring out the Nixon-esque recording devices to determine the truth around here?" "Good. By all means, turn them on, because I'll be proven right. Oh, and by the way, if I did raise my volume a decibel or two, why would that be my fault?" "So you didn't raise your voice?" "No, of course I did. But that's like complaining about a guy who's been pushed off a mountain and screams, 'Ah!' on the way down. Sure, he's screaming, but doesn't the person who gave him a shove bear some of the responsibility?" "Okay, you know what? I don't want to talk to you anymore," Nancy says. "I want to talk to Ed." Ed is a character I've been developing over the last few months on stage at the Second City in Toronto. He does not yet have his last name, Grimley. "Ed," she says, looking impatiently over my shoulder, past me, as if he might trip through the doorway of our apartment on Roxborough Street in Toronto. "Ed, are you there?" I assume Ed's...